Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me at Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I have a new book, The Age of the Customer, which you probably heard me talk about before. I like it. I think you'll like it. I think it will help you. I hope you'll just go noodle around on this website, ageofthecustomer.com. Just go noodle around on there and see what you think. And see if I don't raise some questions there that might be of interest to you. So check that out, ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, almost nine-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, give us your website, please.
It's mypersonalbrilliance.com.
What will we find when we get there?
Well, there are a lot of tools. First, you can take the Personal Brilliance Quotient, see how brilliant you really
are. That's a cool thing to do, folks. I recommend that to you. Go ahead.
And there are just a lot of tools breaking down the four catalysts of personal brilliance. We're talking about curiosity today, but if there are awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative, and how you can take those four catalysts and become more innovative for yourself personally, and then bring that to your organization.
Isn't curiosity as powerful as it is? Don't you think curiosity is one of the unused tools, power, whatever you want to call it? Don't you think people underuse curiosity?
Absolutely. You can do so much with questions. You know, when we're talking about questions,
but I don't just mean the application of the curiosity. I mean being curious before you even ask the questions, having a desire to know what makes something tick. How does this work? Why did you do that? What makes you want to do this? You've chosen this restaurant. I'll go with you, but I'm curious to why you like this restaurant.
Jim, it's more interesting to walk down the street if you're curious.
The mundane
things of our life become more interesting and more vibrant with curiosity. I can't think of anything better in the world to do than a plant tour.
When I was in sales and I called on plants, I looked forward to somebody saying, "Would you like to have a tour of the plant?"
Oh, how it works!
I loved it.
One of my clients makes wheels for cars and trucks. I watched how they made wheels. I was fascinated. It's just life is much more interesting. I think we can get bored with our stuff. And so if we bring curiosity to it, it literally wakes things up. It brings things alive, and that's what we're looking for. That excitement then can spread. We should gift curiosity to people as much as we can and try to enhance that.
I think of it as the power of curiosity. My point is you can decide to be curious, can't you? I mean, you can exercise that. You can say, wait, you know, I'm going to start paying more attention to what's going on around the world, and the more I do, and the more you do that, then the more you can become more curious. Now, you know, some people it's easier than others, but I just think if you're going to become good at asking questions, You need to learn how to be more curious. What do you think?
Jim, we're born with it. We're naturally curious. Yeah. Think of a 2-year-old asking why.
I never got over that, Jim.
We're born with it, but the stand in line, don't chew gum, raise your hand before you speak kind of rules that we grow up with beat the curiosity out of us, right? It really trains it out of us, and we've got to bring it back. You know, you've had the feeling that right before your first day at work, your new job, you're all excited. You go into work the next morning and you just can't help yourself. You're in your first meeting and boom, a question comes out, and then you get the look.
Yeah,
you know, the look from the other guy. Say, hey,
everybody,
buddy, what's a new guy? What's going on?
It's yeah, right.
Lunch time. We ask all these questions for right. That starts have just beat the curiosity out of us. We've got to bring it back. And as leaders, we need to foster that. We need to bring mm-hmm. questions out, because I think what happens is our brain says to us, hey, I keep coming up with great stuff, and you're not asking any questions because you got the look. I'm going to quit coming up with great stuff. Literally, our brain stops working. We don't have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. You're totally unengaged. If my employees, my staff, my team aren't asking questions, I know they're not alive. They're not mm-hmm. here. They're not
and
in the
that
game.
Is one way to gauge engagement, isn't it?
You got it. You got it. Now, give some leeway at first, because remember, the brain's not working yet. We've beaten it out of people. They don't have any questions. We need to foster them getting some questions, starting the curiosity spark going, and then we can let it ride. Now, questions are difficult to take as a leader, right? Sometimes they ask tough questions,
mm-hmm.
but we have to have that courage. That's what being a boss is about, you know? So we want that to happen. We want curiosity to come back alive. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And so folks, if you want to, you know, we often talk about a open door policy, but how about a policy that says that you remind people, look, one of the ways I'm going to gauge you, maybe you tell people, one of the ways I'm going to gauge your engagement, one of the ways that I'm going to evaluate your value is based on how many the questions you ask and whether you ask questions. What do you think about that, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Jim, if you have an open-door policy and everything's quiet,
yeah.
you've got serious problems.
You got a bunch of unengaged employees.
Exactly.
And
right.
maybe disengaged.
Yeah.
There's a difference between not being engaged and being disengaged. Hold on to that right. thought. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. MyPersonalBrilliance.com. Is that right, Jim?
You got it.
Check it
That's
out.
Great.
Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.